Welcome back to Faith and Dharma Flow. Take a deep breath in, feel your chest rise, and let that exhale carry away any tension you might be holding. Right now, I want you to consider this. How are you feeling about the past? Are there moments or interactions that keep replaying in your mind, stirring up feelings of anger, resentment, or hurt? It's so easy to get caught in those loops, isn't it? Holding on to negativity like a tightly clutched fist, believing that letting go would somehow diminish our experience or make us weak. But what if I told you that forgiveness isn't about condoning the past, but about releasing its grip on your present and future? Forgiveness is a powerful act of self-love. It's a conscious choice to break free from the chains of negativity and step into a space of peace and clarity. Imagine it like this. Holding on to anger or resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. Every step you take becomes heavier, more laborious. Forgiveness is like setting that backpack down, feeling the weight lift from your shoulders, and finally experiencing the lightness of true freedom. You don't have to justify or excuse what happened to you. Acknowledging the pain, validating your emotions, and understanding how they shaped you are all crucial steps. But dwelling on it endlessly only serves to keep you trapped in a cycle of negativity. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to remember without letting those memories define your present or dictate your future. So, how can we start practicing forgiveness and letting go of these negative emotions? It begins with self-compassion. Remember that you are human, capable of making mistakes and experiencing hurt. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a similar struggle. Start by identifying the specific emotions that are weighing you down. Write them down if that helps. Explore where they stem from and what triggers them. Once you have clarity, begin to cultivate self-compassion. Remind yourself that these feelings are valid, but they don't have to control you. Take a few deep breaths. Inhale deeply, feeling your chest expand, and exhale slowly, releasing any tension. Repeat this several times, focusing on each breath as a way to let go of the negativity. Visualize those emotions dissolving like smoke in the wind, carried away by the gentle breeze. As you practice self-compassion, begin to extend it outward. Try to understand the perspective of the person who hurt you. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but rather seeking to comprehend their motivations and experiences. Remember that everyone carries their own burdens and wounds. This isn't about excusing what happened, it's about cultivating empathy and recognizing that we are all interconnected. Imagine sending them a message of compassion and understanding, even if you never share those words aloud. Finally, practice gratitude. Focus on the things in your life that bring you joy and peace. Cultivate an attitude of appreciation for the good moments, big and small. When you focus on what is positive, it becomes easier to let go of the negativity. Now, take a moment to imagine yourself bathed in golden light. Feel its warmth enveloping your entire being. Allow this light to illuminate any areas of darkness or pain, transforming them into radiant energy. This golden light represents forgiveness and healing, washing away all that no longer serves you. Visualize yourself stepping into a field of wildflowers, their vibrant colors dancing in the breeze. Each flower represents a moment of joy and peace you have experienced, and each step you take brings you closer to a place of wholeness and freedom. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's a continuous process of letting go and making space for love, light, and compassion. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and trust that you are capable of releasing the past and embracing a brighter future. Carry this feeling of lightness and freedom with you throughout your day. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning the wrongs, it's about choosing peace for yourself. Choose to rise above the negativity, embrace compassion, and step into a life filled with joy and clarity. And as you go out into the world today, remember this mantra. I forgive myself and others, I choose love and peace.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.